It's Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances and save an additional $1,000 when you buy four select LG major appliances. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Get the job done for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/26. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu. At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week. This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
With licensed psychologist and guest John Delatorre.
The parents of Ellen Greenberg appealing to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court after the lower court's ruling that they didn't have standing to change the cause of death from suicide to homicide. Joining me to discuss this case, which is always just bang your head against a wall frustrating, is Dr. John Delatorre. John, this is one, we were talking about Natalie Holloway not that long ago, where was justice served there. This is one where all of the building blocks to get justice seem to be there, yet there's somebody standing in the way at every which stop to find it. We have a knife. We still have the knife. It's in a police locker in Philadelphia. That's never been printed. There are so many other elements to this. Her phone, her diary. There are so many things that could be looked at in a homicide investigation, yet a homicide investigation has never been done in this. And obviously, a lot of this goes to the world of legalese and such. But for the family, what must they be going through as it's right in front of you? You know there's something. This was a murder of some sort, yet everything around the whole system, it's almost like upside down and nobody is answering any questions and nobody's creating a clear path to answer obvious questions. What are they going through all of this?
Sometimes things happen that are so shocking that you can't believe it's actually happened. Mm-hmm. And I think that's probably what the family is going through. I mean, I'm going to be a little hyperbolic when I'm discussing this case, but there have been reports that have come out about how she was found, where they literally say that she was like threw herself on top of the knife, or that she literally banged her head against the knife. I mean, the positions of some of these wounds that were done by this weapon mm-hmm. are physically impossible for someone to do after they're already dead.
Yeah.
And so I think if I was around the family, I think this is probably one of those times where you look at something and something happens and you're just like, is that really happening right now? So you don't really have negative emotions, obviously, and you want to be aggressive and you want to advocate. But sometimes the emotions are just kind of numb. They're not as intense because you just cannot believe that this is reality. Like, you cannot believe that this is really what is happening right now. And so I think I wouldn't be surprised that if they say something like they feel blunted or they feel numb, like they want to do what's best for their family member. But it's almost just disbelief that this is literally what's happening.
Is it? And obviously, I can't speak to this. I can't imagine being in their position. I think if my daughter suffered the same fate, I would be going nuts, probably even to a more extreme than this, where I'd land myself in jail. But mental health-wise, is it wise for them to continue going down this road where it feels like there's just so many roadblocks? There's so many people in high places that don't want this to happen, this investigation to happen. Is it worth it for them at the end of the day to keep going? I'm sure it's only a question they can answer, but the torment they must be going through and being stopped for really no reason other than what? Is someone covering something up? Is someone trying to hide the guilt of someone else, or is someone just trying to hide some sort of sloppy police work? I don't know the answer to that, but at some point, do you say, I want to live with the loving, happy memory of my daughter and quit putting myself through this over and over? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you can choose to do either. Mm-hmm. But the reality is that, as you just described, Tony, this is the gig.
Yeah.
That once you had a child, it doesn't matter how old that child becomes.
Yeah.
If something bad happens to that child, you feel it too.
Yeah,
you feel it sometimes even worse than your child felt. And it doesn't matter if they're 40 years old, 50 years old. Doesn't matter if you're, 80, 90 years old. This is the gig.
Yeah.
And so something happened to their daughter, and they can still remember her and all the happy times, but something happened to her and no one's doing anything about it. And so this is what you do as the parent, and you raise hell. Mm-hmm. Now, hopefully it doesn't land them in jail, but you raise hell. Yeah. And you make sure that the people who need to do something about it are held accountable for doing what they're supposed to be doing to once again bring justice to the harm that has undergone this family.
And it's been 17 years now of them raising hell after her death. A civil suit is now in the works. They're in the phase of discovery right now, since all criminal aspects as of right now have been exhausted. Do you think that through the discovery and the civil suit, maybe enough will be examined once they get some of these things out of the police lockers in Philadelphia, actually look at this thing for prints? Is there someone out there right now that should be very much being a little bit paranoid and watching their back for possibly an arrest at some point if they start diving into the details of this and doing some proper investigation work with the material that they're left with?
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. It's just, just when we think about a civil trial, this is probably the only justice that they're actually going to be getting, which is hopefully the people that they're suing are found liable, and then they get, whatever compensatory damages that are associated with that liability. But yes, I mean, is there an opportunity for a criminal trial to happen as a result of this civil trial? Yeah, absolutely. But we'll see what the evidence says, and we'll go from there.
With something like this, it's very easy to jump down the road of, oh, this is a cover-up that involves the actual murderer themselves. That could be a possibility because we don't have many options to look at. The other would be really sloppy police work, which is without a doubt something that happened here. I mean, absolutely deplorable the way that this situation was handled from the very beginning. Is that something that we need to really take into account when we're evaluating this, in terms of it's easy to go off this direction or that direction based on what we have? Maybe there's other directions we're not even conceiving of right now of what could have possibly happened here.
Yeah, there's always multiple directions that an investigation can go down, whether it's done by police or done by a family member or a journalist or something like that. There's always multiple roads that it can go down. But you have to really sort of bracket off a lot of those things into what can be proven. And I think from there, we'll get a better understanding of why. Because sloppy police work is one thing, but this is atrocious. Like,
yeah.
This is almost as if kindergartners were asked to investigate, a serious crime. And it's like, of course, they're not going to get it right because they don't have the necessary intelligence to understand the complexities of it. But that's not true. They're not kindergartners.
Yes. Yeah.
So you're left wondering, why does someone make these kinds of mistakes on a case like this? And I think through the civil trial, we'll really get a better understanding of why these kinds of mistakes were made. And from there, a suspect will probably be generated.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit Lowe's.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a 1-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's Product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a 1-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen.
Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's Product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a 1-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen.
Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's Product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.